Each Wednesday we talk technology with our guru, and Jeff Quattromani joins us again. How are we doing, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Not too bad. We can get some exercise, listen to great music, or for that matter, a great radio station on iHeartRadio, and get some exercise and charge them at the same time.
Yeah, look, this is a pretty interesting innovation coming actually from Adidas, who are starting to make in-ear and over-ear headphones. And, you know, those over-ear ones, the ones that have the big strap across the top of your head.
Yep.
But what they've done is they've added some innovation which has a solar panel in the actual strap to keep the headphones charged while, obviously, if you're outside in the sun.
Oh, so it's not the walking motion that charges them, it's the solar power.
Yeah, so I've never seen a solar panel in headphones before, but here we are basically saying that if you go for a long walk, there's a good chance that you'll get back with just as much battery as your left wrist or even more.
What if you're walking on a rainy day or a cloudy day?
Then you're relying on just the battery. And you know what, for me, going for a walk with over-ear headphones isn't something that would really appeal to me. My ears would get quite warm, but maybe in winter it would make some sense.
It does. And actually, this really does make a lot more sense. When I read what you'd put in the sheet to send to me, I'm like, how is it going to work when you're walking? How does the electricity get from your feet up into the headphones? So this makes a lot more sense.
That one is still coming, I'm sure.
It can't be too far away. Now, the other and probably the most important discussion today is pig talk. What do you got for us, mate?
Well, what they just said then was, let's talk tech on 2NM. there is a university in Copenhagen that has been studying 7,400 pig calls, and they've been recording all of these and listening back to them and understanding what it was, whether they were happy, distressed, what they were feeling, to try and understand or translate pig talk. And they think they've got the answers.
Well, I think it would be pretty obvious what they're saying is, don't turn me into bacon, pork, or ham. Thanks very much.
Well, what I found most interesting was that when they looked at the sound, they basically said that when they were small, short, grunting, they were happy. When they were squealing, they were not happy. And I think I may have figured that out without even doing a test of 7,400 pig calls. I think if they're screaming, it's probably because they're not happy, just like my wife.
Yeah, well, exactly right. Not that I know how your wife sounds when she's unhappy, mate. But this is something that a lot of people talk about, is universities doing these studies that sort of state the bleeding obvious.
Yeah, look, this one feels that way. I don't think we've ever had to worry about what the pigs were actually saying. If they're chewing on some food and they're grunting at the same time, they're probably happy. If I'm pulling their tail and they're squealing, they're probably not happy. So I don't think we needed artificial intelligence to tell us that.
No, I guess we didn't. So I'll leave it for you to tell us exactly what the piggies were saying there, mate.
We'll be working on the cows next, I think.
And we'll be catching up talking more technology next week on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks for having me.